This episode of Church Media HQ is brought to you by our all-new 30-day free trial of our Church Media HQ premium services. So we can actually deliver a design, we can set up your website, we can offer a coaching call, and much more, all at no cost to you. And there's no risk, because we're actually, for the first time ever, we're not going to require you to give us a credit card number to try. So there's no credit card required for this trial. All you have to do is head over to churchmediahq.com and click start for free and sign up there and get started right away. I'm not kidding you when I tell you this, that it'll take less than 60 seconds for you to send us your first design request. And yes, we will deliver on that at no cost to you. So again, get started and learn more at churchmediahq.com. Start your free 30-day trial, no credit card required, at churchmediahq.com. Now, today's guest, he's really not a guest. He is no stranger to Church Media HQ. He is a regular contributor, and we're so glad to have him back with us today. It's Jeremy Linnentine, the outreach pastor at a church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So let's get right to our conversation with Jeremy. It's good to have you back. It's good to be back on the mic. You know, it's like we always say, you and I have these type of conversations pretty frequently. And now just recently we were like, you know what, we should actually, you know, at least record a small percentage of what we talk about, because this is the kind of stuff we talk about all the time.
Absolutely. For all those that care, we'll start recording small percentages of, yes. But yeah, no, yeah. It's the world we live in. It's the world we love. So we naturally talk about it quite a lot. So yeah.
Yep. And I just think it's so interesting for those who also care about our the history of our friendship, that you know, we went for like 6-7 years without like really basically never talking, and then all of a sudden you called me up about something super random a few years ago, and now it's like, oh no, now we talk all the time.
You know, work together on all projects.
I love it. It's good stuff. Well, speaking of that, today we're kind of diving into the topic of working with creatives and working on your creative projects. Now, to be clear, this is not really going to – we've had, you know, episodes in the past and people on where we talk about the creative projects from truly the creative side. So if you go back and look up episodes with like Matt LaCron or Stephen Houck, those are kind of episodes if you're looking for, hey, I want to dive more into the creative side of things as far as, you know, branding and whatnot. Now and so we've definitely discussed that, and we will probably discuss that more in future episodes. But this particular conversation is going to be geared more towards, I guess, what we would say the tactical side, the practical side, like actually getting things done. Because and Jeremy, I know you can speak to this, but what I have found, the more that I'm in this world, that you can be super creative and you can make stuff that looks good and whatever, but if you can't organize it, and if you can't, you know, stick to deadlines and have a solid timeline, and also just know how to communicate, give feedback, if you can't get some of these just tactical things down, then it doesn't matter how creative you are, you're still going to come up short, you know. And I don't know if that's been your experience as well, but that's what I've definitely noticed over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And some funny thing about creatives is typically they're not timeline rigid driven people. And yeah. So typically when I work with creatives in our church experience, they're great, and they're all of these things, and they'll get through a project, they want to scrap the whole thing, and I'm sitting over here and going like, but I need it in 6 days though, right? So yeah. Someone needs to be the one watching the clock, and that might be your strength. If you're super creative, clock is probably secondary to you.
Yeah.
Or they'll ask, oh, can we just reschedule that big day at church because I'm not quite done with the design? Like, no, we can't. Like, I'll take your 80% design done because it looks good. It's fine. It looks really, really good. So yeah, it's true. You need to be, there always needs to be somebody who is pushing things forward, and hopefully that's you as a leader. So
yeah. And in my experience, there's a really a it's almost a really beautiful thing when you can find that right. It's kind of like that team, if you will, or maybe it's just you as kind of like the like you said, the leader, the project manager, whatever you are, to keep things on track, and then the creative, because then you kind of get the best of both worlds. Because I've been in the position before where I have to be both, and you have too, Jeremy, and that is really, I don't know, man, that's a lot, and it's just also really for me, it's hard because you it's kind of like left brain versus right brain, you know, like you have to stay on time or stay on track or whatever, but then you're also trying to be creative and make it just right, and it's a horrible situation to be in. So I really you know, over the years, that's kind of, I've leaned more into the, like I said, hey, I'm more of the project manager, at least on our team here, and you know, I'm keeping everybody on track, and then we've got creative people that are able to kind of live in that world while I live in the world of the organization and all that, and then just and then we work together. So it's a really good thing. So now when it comes to this, I mean, I guess when you go to start a, like, let's say you have never, let's kind of create a scenario here. Let's say you're a pastor, church leader out there, and you've never actually worked on any significant scale with some type of, you know, with delegation, you know, as far as delegating to a creative. And, you know, because what I'll see from time to time is, actually I've seen it several times, is I will get on some type of a call with somebody like that. It's their first time. They're just, maybe they've been doing it themselves or whatever, or they haven't been doing much at all, and they're finally ready to take that step of getting someone professional to help them with it. And a lot of times it's kind of just like, you can tell, it's like, you don't really know where to start now, do you? Like, you're just kind of like all over the place and whatever. And so that's where I thought we would start, is saying, well, here's where you can know where to start as far as for these different types of projects. So
right.
And that's the other thing about the world of creativity, if you will. There are so many, there really are a lot of different kind of fields and specific departments, if you will. So we're going to keep it pretty general and broad. So when it comes to a design, and what I mean by design here is, like, we want something designed for an upcoming event, sermon series, something like that. I'm not necessarily talking about logo design here per se. That's kind of a completely different realm of it. So we might kind of save that conversation maybe for another time. But when it talks about, like I said, you're just day-to-day, week-to-week design, if you will.
Right.
You know,
so things we're not talking about, not a logo, not initially setting up your website, but like, yeah, things that are reoccurring constantly, big events you have, sermon series you're going to do, big days, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So these, like you said, this ongoing stuff. So if you're going to start with a design, in my experience, almost every time, you want to start with what we call the title graphic. So, because even if you say, because a lot of times I'll get somebody and they'll hit me up and say, hey, I want a brochure, okay, or I want something, you know, maybe formatted for print, or I want this sign or this banner or whatever. Well, even if that's kind of your end game, the place that you want to start is the title graphic, or maybe you could even call it the theme graphic. You want to essentially establish a visual theme and a title, in the form of that title graphic. And typically that's formatted for, like, you know, 1920 by 1080, you know, works with something you can use in your to project on your screens, something like that. So if you're interested in getting started with working with a creative or a creative team, I want to invite you to give Church Media HQ a try and try out our premium services. Our team has been working with churches now for over 5 years, and we've really mastered the process in working with church leaders and pastors like yourself. And again, you can actually try our services completely completely free of charge for 30 days, and there's no credit card required. So not only is there no cost to you, there's no risk, because what we want is we want you to truly see that our team is a good fit for your church. So if you're interested in starting, and why wouldn't you be? I mean, there's really no risk, no cost to you at all. Just head over to churchmediahq.com, click start for free, and start your free trial. And in less than 60 seconds, you can actually get a started on your first on-demand design request, where we're going to actually deliver you a design based on the requirements that you send us. Get started for free, no credit card required, at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com.
Absolutely. Most churches are working with either, like, say, let's say if you have a smaller auditorium, you have a television in there, right, that you're displaying things, or most churches have projectors of any size. And so it's so true. One of the things that drives me crazy is we'll put out a brochure or whatever, or we're announcing something, and someone will come to me and say, hey, I loaded this up. I could find the graphic for it, but I just found something that says we're having a work day online, you know? And so now you've got all different kinds of looks, right? But so you're absolutely right. If it's a workday you're promoting, if it's small groups you're promoting, anything, you've got to start with an initial graphic and design. And some of those, like small groups, you'll reuse that title screen again and again and again. That's great. And some of them, just an event, you know, you'll get rid of it. But it definitely starts there, because people are like, well, I don't really need one of those because we're just doing printing. Okay, well, are you going to put it on your church Facebook page? Then yes, you will need one, because people have to identify with some type of object for it, not just blank text, you know, or whatever. Yeah. So you're absolutely right. A title graphic is always the place to start when you're getting a creative design.
Yeah, and I have, in fact, I mean, pretty much any time, you know, someone submits a request to our team and says, hey, we need a design here, we don't even really give you an option. Like, that's just where we're going to start. You know, we're going to send you a title graphic. And we're going to, because that's the thing, like, especially when we talk about printing and multi-page, type of designs, well, there's a lot of detail with that. So if I took all this time to, you know, oh, design this brochure or this booklet, or even like this advanced, you know, kind of like, I guess, presentation slide deck for maybe a sermon or whatever, and I designed all of that in the detail, and obviously I'm using the same visual theme throughout, and I send it back to you, and you don't like the visual theme. Well, now I have done all that work to... and it took me longer, like the turnaround on that is going to be way longer. And so we've done all this work and all this effort for you to say, oh, you know what? I actually just don't like the way that looks. And so now we've got to kind of start from scratch visually, and all of that work, if you will, it's not all 100% of it's not pointless, because yes, there's some things that you could probably tweak and reuse, but still, there's a lot of time that was wasted nonetheless. So that's why we say, you know, even if you do say, yeah, I want some type of I keep saying, like a brochure or a booklet that's got different pages and whatever, that's great. So kind of the starting point we would say for that is we'd say, okay, that's awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to start working on the title graphic, that which more or less that's going to be the graphic that gets used on the front cover. You are going to start compiling the content, if you haven't done that yet, while we're doing that. And then we're going to send you a concept for that title graphic for, like I said, that would more or less be used for the front cover. And we're going to start tweaking and making sure we get the visual theme right. And then from there, we will begin to build out the rest of your, you know, brochure in this case, or like a booklet, whatever it may be. So for a design, pretty much regardless of the ultimate in-game deliverable that you want, the end product, we're starting with a title graphic. And a lot of times, for most projects, I mean, a title graphic, like you were kind of saying earlier, you'll be amazed how many applications you can actually use that in, whether you thought you needed it or not.
Absolutely. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, is there ever a time, like, as you're saying this, I'm trying to, like, play devil's advocate and disprove you, and I still can't think of a time where you would use anything, anytime you're trying to communicate information, Whether that's an event with a hard date or whether that's a program your church does, there is never a time in which you're not, you don't need, like what you said, a title graphic. So yeah, you're 100% right. We went through it with all of our, just recently with our church, to give you an example of where I ended up starting, because everything goes back to design, right? We launched a bunch of new small groups at our church in the last, coming out of COVID, like 6 of them in total. And all of them, they wanted to promote, well, can I get a business card to kind of pass out? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sure. Class signage. Yeah, absolutely. And then I started like back at the beginning, oh, you know what? Every single one of you need class logos. I'm going to have a class logo for them. It was funny, as a church member, they're like, oh no, I don't need that. It's right. I just need a business card. I was like, okay, well, what do you want me to put on just your name on the business, just a bunch of text. And for them, they were like, oh yeah, that'll be great. But for me, it would not be great. No.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
to worry about how this is going to look and all this other stuff. So then I had to get someone started on that. And we, over the last 4 months, we've gone through, and then it helped me to go back and say, okay, what other classes, other groups are missing logos? And we've had to redesign. It's kind of crazy because a church like ours, which is not like a huge church by any means, I counted it up and I'm like, man, we've got like 15 different logos floating around here.
Yeah.
Just for all of the different things and programs that you do, whether if you're doing a Juana's or if you're doing a master, every single one of those have logos. And so maybe it's only important to the 8 people that go to that small group or the 10 people or whatever. But when they see that, they know what it is. They identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, same thing. Starting with a title graphic, you need it for everything. And sometimes people get annoyed, like, oh, no, you don't understand what I really, really want. And I always try to tell them, no, you don't understand. It's always more in depth than what you this one thing you're wanting, if you're ever going to talk about it anywhere else, on social media, if it's on your website later, if it's in print, if it's on screens, if it appears in your bulletin, you know, with some type of design, you have to have some type of screen graphic. And really having that one screen graphic, you could use in all of those applications. That could look good on your website. It could look good on your televisions. It could look good in your projectors. It would look good inside your bulletin. And so starting with that screen graphic, like you said, is huge. And they don't take forever to create, because you probably have the same ideas that most people have. So there's probably something out there that a design person can adapt or work with or use or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and so, yeah, and you kind of started to mention this, and so that kind of segues into us then maybe the next type of project where to start. The only exception would be you're not going to start with a title graphic, is what we would call branding collateral or branding materials. So you mentioned business cards, maybe some type of connection card or communication card. Okay, yeah, well, you're like, well, yeah, a connection card. I mean, that's just blanks, you know, whatever. I mean, but there's still a visual theme that you want to follow. So, yeah, now let's say, okay, that we were talking about like a design, like an event graphic, sermon series graphic. But now let's take a minute to talk about if you want to start a logo or a branding project. Thanks again for joining us for this episode. Now, I do hope that if you haven't yet, you'll subscribe. We're available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. I do want to remind you just one more time about our free 30-day trial of Church Media HQ. This is where you can try our services, including on-demand design, website setup, coaching, and more at no cost to you. And there's no credit card required. All you got to do is head over to churchmediahq.com, click start for free, and start your free 30-day trial today. No credit card required. Get started at churchmediahq.com. Well, Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. The show is edited and produced by Bo Snyder. Content contributor for today was Jeremy Linnentine. The executive producer and creator of Church Media HQ is myself, Luke Clayton. And until next time, I want to encourage you, it's time for your church to try something new, because you know that it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.